Hey, hey, hey. Top of the morning, everybody. It is legit Wednesday morning, 1:45 a.m., and I am recording. I did not forget about you guys. I've just been so booked and busy, but I've missed you tremendously that I said, forget it. I'm just going to record on Wednesday so you guys can hear my voice, so I can update you on my goings-on and what's going on in my life. So here we are. Welcome to MJ Friends Blog. I'm your host, MJ. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. MJ Friends Blog is a blog with a hint of podcast. You have tuned into the podcast portion. Now, if you've joined me before, welcome back. Make sure you guys are liking, sharing, subscribing, talking about the podcast so I can get my listeners up. That would be greatly appreciated. So yeah, I hope everybody has been crushing their goals. We're almost in month 8 of 12. And I hope you're accomplishing everything that you've aspired to accomplish. I hope that things are going well for you. And blessings on blessings on blessings are coming in. And it's just overflowing. And you don't know what to do with it. Because that is exactly how I feel right now. So let me catch you up on my life real quick. I've been so booked and busy. I've been traveling. I've been working. I've been a full-time mommy. My plate is full. I'll just cut it to the chase. So my recent travel expeditures, is that the word I'm looking for? Yeah, expeditions, yes. My recent travels I have been on lately. So I just recently came back from Miami this past weekend. My best friend Taylor was her bachelorette party. We threw that together real quick. If you know me, you know I used to frequent in Miami all the time. It was a blast from the past. I had an awesome time. Good people, good vibes, good everything. It was definitely a refresher that I definitely needed because it was my first trip, literally. Not literally, because I did go to New York a few months ago. I think that was in April. But it was like my first trip to actually breathe, have fun, hang out with the girls, you know, just kick it after I had my baby. And I definitely needed that because I needed a break. I love being a mom. It's awesome. It's amazing. I've learned a lot about myself in these past 5.5 months. He'll be 6 months literally next week. Oh my goodness. I've learned so much about me. I've learned so much about being a parent. I've learned so much. It's been a lot of sacrifice and I'm so grateful for it. But I definitely needed this break and it was good to me. Drank lots of wine, drank lots of champagne. It was a blur some days, but it was definitely needed. Thursday through Sunday. It was good girls, good vibes, good people, good everything. I love the positive attitudes. I love everybody was smiling. Everybody was happy. It was so good. And I really enjoyed myself. Like, I posted a lot on social media about it. I posted a lot on Snapchat about it. You could definitely go back and look. Gorgeous Detail is my Instagram. You could just definitely tune into that if you want to know more about my trip to Miami for my best friend's bachelorette party. And shout out to her. Congratulations to her. Her wedding is in September. I cannot wait. And I'm so honored to be a bridesmaid in her wedding. So yes. Oh, and shout out to her cousin who is the maid of honor, who is definitely getting things together and making things work. Because if it wasn't for her, I swear it probably would not have been successful. There was literally no drama. And we had 8 girls total, 8 or 9 girls. It was everything, like good music, good vibes. And I'm not into the club scene anymore, but it was well worth it to let my hair down and just have fun. It was really fun. That's the word. Second thing, I did have a birthday last Monday, July 15th. Shout out to everybody that wished me happy birthday. I turned 27, getting closer and closer to 30. I didn't really celebrate. It's my first year being a mom and celebrating my birthday. So I literally stayed home, had a bottle of wine, cuddled with my baby, watched movies. It was amazing. I enjoyed it. I just relaxed. I didn't plan anything. None of my friends planned anything. It was a good time. Just me and my baby. And I enjoyed it. I really, really did. I guess I really didn't plan anything because I wasn't excited about turning 27, but yeah, I'm not upset about turning 27. I feel like I was more upset about turning 25, but 27, I feel like it is going to be a really good year for me. The third thing, what else? Okay, I mentioned traveling. Working has been a burden. Yeah, it's been a lot. I've been working consistently. Even on my off days, you know, I have my side hustles. I have been working my behind off, literally. I am trying to stack my money, save my money, take care of myself, take care of my baby, and live my best life. All in all, as well as also looking to purchase a home. First time home buyer here, so I've been looking into those programs. My bank offers a program that I'm into, trying to get my increase my credit score so I can get the best of the best. So shout out to SelfLender, because I feel like I was not concerned about my credit score any time throughout my 20s. Now that I'm inching towards 30, I feel like there's more that I want for myself. I want to own my car. I'm tired of leasing. I'm tired of renting. I want to have something for myself and eventually make money off of it. That's what's important to me right now. I feel like I'm trying to get my P's and Q's in order, and year 27 is probably going to be the year for me. 2019, it has been a year of lessons, good and bad. I'm learning how to be a parent. I'm learning to love myself more, go in a more positive direction, embrace and accept more. And I feel like I'm conquering it. I feel like I'm crushing it. I really, really do. Despite the haters, despite the naysayers who have been parent shaming me because I still work a full-time job as a flight attendant. Mind you, he has two parents, so yes, plus grandparents. So yes, plus godparents. So he is well taken care of. People are always worried about the wrong things, I feel like. And I just feel like, and I feel like I say this almost every episode, just mind your business and everything will be okay. You won't be stressed out because you won't be in other people's business. Yeah. Anyway, what else is going on with me? Oh, my baby's passport came in the mail, so we will be taking some travels in August. August, I have more free time to explore the world like I used to, so I'm excited about that. This time with a baby on the hip, it may be a challenge, but I'm definitely up for it because I want my baby to see everything that I've seen. I want him to explore everything that I've explored and see the world for what it is and not what the history book says. And I feel like the best education is traveling. So yeah, enough of me rambling. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and we'll go ahead and fast forward with a message. Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this song. If you like hip-hop, R&B, maybe you do. There's a song called by J. Cole called Love Yours. And for some reason, it stuck in my head. And it just made me think of something like, you know, there's no such thing as a life better than yours is basically how the lyrics goes. That sounded really dry, and I'm not going to re-record it, but that's basically how the lyrics go. I can't sing for anything. I used to try to, by the way, but that's another story. Anyway, so it just made me think, like, people are always looking to be content with more, 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 more. Just realize that there's always going to be more. There's always going to be a better car. There's always going to be a bigger house. There's always going to be somebody smarter or somebody more hardworking or a bigger TV or a lot of materialistic things that people get so caught up in. Learn to appreciate what you have. That's extremely important. I don't know what made me think of that message, but it definitely came to my head. And this song definitely has stuck to me. I like J. Cole as an artist, and I do appreciate this song, and I like this song, but this song in particular is in my head, and I guess I heard it on the radio, and then I listened to it like 5 or 6 times yesterday. So it was just a message, like, appreciate what you have because it may not always be there. Appreciate what you do because it may not always be there. A lot of times we become ungrateful or we become unappreciative of what we have when what we have in front of us is a lot more than what somebody else has. What we have, our problems could be somebody else's paradise. And I was actually talking to somebody about this a couple of weeks ago. They were complaining about their car. And I was like, well, you know, it's just something to start off with. Once upon a time, you did not have a car. Once upon a time, you had to get on the bus. And there are still people who ride the bus. So you're complaining about your car when you really just need to get to A point A to point B and realize what you have. Because somebody who barely can afford shoes is walking to work every day in the rain or in the mud, or they have to get on the bus and barely know their bus route, and you complaining about the car that you have. Some people's problems are your problems are some people's paradise, is what I'm trying to get out saying. You know, I'm starting to get real tired, but I just had to get that message out because I don't know, it was just on my heart. And it was just something positive I wanted to say. Like, it's okay to want more, but just know that the more that you want, somebody is thriving to get where you are. So it may not be as bad as you think. But hey, what do I know? I'm just MJ. Well, I guess I know before everybody get hopped down my throat, I know I haven't done the best at being consistent with my episodes, and I will get back on track with that. Like I said, I've just been booked and busy, work, parenting, these projects, my side hustles, job opportunities that I've been working on the past few weeks. So I will get back into the groove sooner than you think. Make sure you stay tuned. Make sure you guys follow me on social media, Gorgeous Detail. Also, MJ Friends Blog. Make sure you guys like, share, comment, subscribe. I'd appreciate that. You could probably hear it in my voice that I'm tired. So I'm going to go ahead and hit the sheets. I hope you guys have a wonderful week. Stay blessed. Stay positive. Keep your prayers up. Keep your affirmations and your goals continuously listed. Stay on track. Stay focused. And it'll all come to you. Speak positivity into existence. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.